mornings. I want to wake up with Benny and Greg.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the day. It is, who knows what day it is anymore. It's Thursday, April 2nd. Could be Saturday, could be Sunday, could be Thursday. Hi, everybody. Good morning, Greg. I can't hear you. Greg?
Hello.
I can hear you. I cannot hear you, Greg. Is he on the air there, Sal? Can people over the air hear him? Because I can't hear him in my headphones. Anyway, I can see your face. Hi, good morning, Producer Art.
Hi, good morning.
I can hear you.
I'll be Greg today.
Listen, for the first time in 2 weeks, I put jeans on. Felt great. I've been in sweats for 2.5 weeks, woke up with some jeans on, and I feel like a normal human being until I just opened up FaceTime with you guys, and I'm looking at myself
in my own camera.
I look like I've been living on the streets for I don't know how long.
Wait.
This is unreal.
Do your jeans fit, though? That's the question.
They are tight. I'm not going to lie. The waist, the waist is tight. Because I've always, like, I think I have a 31 waist jean that I buy. And I don't know why I do that, because sometimes it's tight and then sometimes it's fine, depending on, you know, how my weight's doing my stomach. But yeah, these 31s are actually unbuttoned here at the top.
Oh my God. Just put your sweatpants back on.
All right, am I on the air yet?
There you are.
Hey
Princess.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you this. I just heard your whole conversation, not to make you mad or anybody else out there. I weighed myself today. I've lost 4 pounds while in isolation.
Yo, get out of here.
I'm doing 2 workouts a day and yoga.
No, I believe you, but you don't have to rub it into everybody's face.
Well, listen, get busy. Get to work.
Yeah, no, you are. You're doing the right way of sheltering in place. You're exercising, keeping routine up. That is the way to do it.
And Benny,
I'm keeping a routine. It's just eating and sleeping.
And Benny, you know how I do my afternoon workout. I have a sippy cup of wine on the bike with me.
Yes.
I mean, what's going to happen? If I fall off a stationary bike, I'll be fine.
Sure.
Oh, and I love how you're rocking a tank top at 6:02 a.m. too right now in your living room.
You don't want to see what I'm wearing below.
Oh, nothing.
Got my Tommy John underwear on.
Let's get this day started, shall we? Of course, we are bringing the money all morning long. Secret Sound, we are set to play it 2 times this morning, 8:20 and 9:20. I believe we have $2,300 in that jackpot. So you could win all of that. 8:20 will be your first shot. But Big Money Minute Trivia Game, you know what it is. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You could win $1,000. And we'll look for caller 9 after we get your day started with a little J Balvin. Let's get moving on a Thursday morning.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
All right, let's do it. $1,000 up for grabs. Good morning. Who's this? Good morning. Hello?
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hey, who's this,
there
man?
There you are.
Hey, this is Eddie. Good morning.
What's up, Eddie? Good morning, man. How you feeling?
Nervous now. I was fine a minute ago.
All right. We'll get right into it. Then we'll chat afterwards. But let's go over the rules quickly. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right, Eddie, you'll win $1,000. No pressure, man. Take a deep breath. And here we go.
Ready, set, go.
How many seconds are in 5 minutes?
300.
What's the name of the van Scooby-Doo and his friends travel in?
The Mystery Machine.
What TV show is the character Mr. Spock from?
Oh, man, pass.
Which planet is closest to the sun?
Mars.
A spork is a combination of what two utensils?
A spoon and a fork.
What is 20 plus 50 minus 12?
58.
Spell Pharaoh.
P-H-A-R-O-E.
Chris Pratt starred in what 90s dinosaur movie reboot?
Pass.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Is a tomato considered a fruit or vegetable?
That's a fruit.
It is.
And it is a fruit.
It's time.
But we got a couple of them wrong, and we passed on 2. Let's go through them, Eddie. Let me get my questions up. Here we go. There are 300 seconds that are in 5 minutes. That's right. It is the mystery machine that the Scooby-Doo crew drives around in. It's Mr. Spock is from Star Trek. You passed on that one. It's actually Mercury that's the closest planet to the sun. A spork is a fork and a spoon. 20 plus 50 minus 12 is 58. Pharaoh, that's actually P-H-A-R-A-O-H. That's how you spell that. It's Jurassic World. Jurassic World that Chris Pratt starred in. Da Vinci, yes, painted the Mona Lisa. And yes, a tomato is considered a fruit.
Hey, pretty good job, Eddie. Close, man. We All do right. appreciate you playing and listening, and you can call back and play this time tomorrow if you'd like. We'll do it again.
All right, man. You guys have a good one.
You as well. Thank Stay you. Safe out there. Hey, we're going to roll commercial free because that's what we do around here. Big Bay Mornings on your radio. Happy Thursday. And is someone spying on your Zoom meeting that you're about to have today? Well, possibly. We'll tell you about it coming up inside your 630 Dirty on 99.7 now.
All right. Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning.
I don't care how old you are. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are still probably one of the best things in the world.
No, I hate jelly.
You hate
jelly? You
don't
know that about me? Yes, I hate all cooked fruit or processed fruit. It's so gross. I do not eat jelly. And the irony in it is my dad is a master jelly maker. So
what?
You can have all the ones he sends me constantly.
Please.
He knows I hate it.
I would love to have some of his jelly.
No, oh I God. Am a peanut butter and honey. Peanut butter and honey. That's what
That's
I
good
eat.
Too. That's solid. But it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so you got to have the PB&J. Hey, so what are some things that were, you know, formerly annoying, but are suddenly comforting in the age of coronavirus and being stuck at home? Things that used to just get on your nerves, but now you're like, you know what? It's comforting. For me, it's my neighbor down the hill who, I don't know how old she is. She can't be older than 12. She plays the trumpet. It used to be the most annoying thing in the world. It was like nails on a chalkboard, this poor girl. Bless her. But, I mean, she's just, she's horrible at it. But now I sit on my deck and I listen to her play, and it's kind of comforting. I kind of dig it.
For me, it's Arthur.
Huh? What? What do you mean?
Well, every day I would come in and see his big fat hand there bossing me around, telling me what to do, telling me not to say this, don't say that. But now, for some strange reason, his big fat head is comforting in this little
Aww,
Facebook.
Oh, babe. That's so yeah, because you don't have to see him in person. Oh, babe.
And I can, you know what? I think it's because when he gets on my nerves, I minimize him now.
Yeah, I see you doing that often. Thanks.
So do you have anything, producer Art, do you have anything that was formerly annoying, but now it's kind of comforting as we're stuck at home?
It used to be trashy TV. I couldn't stand it. I wouldn't watch it. And now I'm like obsessed with Love is Blind, Tiger King. I got a Tiger King shirt on the way. Like, I'm all in.
We're all strapped for cash over here. We don't have enough money. We're barely buying toilet paper. And he ordered a Tiger King t-shirt.
It was $23 on Instagram, baby. And it looks so dope.
Oh, my God.
How about like video chatting? Like, I was never a fan of FaceTime or Zoom or any of that. But now it's fun. I mean, it's the only way to communicate with friends and family. I mean, you
for
know,
sure.
Yeah. To be able to see them.
That is true. I never FaceTimed. And I hate when people FaceTime me. Now I'm FaceTiming with people every single day.
And not having your phone on you altogether. It's nice to be able to, like, you know, it's like a leash at times, right? Our phone, it's like you're always connected to it. Just throw that thing in your bedroom, go hang out in the living room for hours and on end and not have to worry about it.
That's only, by the way,
yes.
Benny, that's only you that does that. Everybody else keeps their phone on them. You're the one who disappears for hours upon hours, and I'm trying to get a hold of you.
Yesterday was unreal, you two. I came back into the room, and all the notifications between emails and texts, there was no less than 88 of them. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
It was We're like 2 hours. We're lonely, you idiot. You need to pay attention to us. We need you.
6:30 Dirty is coming up in a few minutes. Anything you want to tease for sports that you got coming up there, Greg?
Yeah, what's the one thing you can't get with a $33 million house in Atherton? We'll tell you. That's coming up next in your Dirty.
A second toilet. Probably.
Even
are expensive
worse.
There. Even worse. All right, 6:30 Dirty's on the way as we are now commercial free.
Are you ready?
And now, 30 on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, the numbers are in. More than 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. This is by far the highest number in history. But on the bright side, some people have already received their stimulus checks. So make sure you are checking your bank account because you could be getting it any day now.
Did you get yours, Benny?
I'm not getting any, unfortunately. No money over here.
I'm sorry. What if they accidentally send us a check? Now, we're not supposed to get it. Will you send it back or are you keeping it?
I'm keeping it. I'll donate some and then I'll keep the rest.
Oh, he's going to donate $5 to make himself feel better.
If I got it, I would donate at least half. Then I would donate the other half to BevMo.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. A new survey found that 85% of us are now doing things to avoid getting sick, like staying home and washing our hands. Yay!
Very smart. I have a question. If I'm locked in my house, no one is here, I'm never leaving, do I still have to wash my hands as much? Yes. Why?
Yes. Well, because you're touching your doorknobs, light switches, devices. If you haven't disinfected those things recently, well, then you're probably fine.
Are you kidding me?
Just you.
I walk around with a can of Lysol spraying everything. That's what I do when I'm bored. I just spray.
You're probably fine. But here's my question then. The 15%, what are they doing? They're still just going out, I guess, and not washing their hands.
Yeah. Have you looked at Instagram, these idiots? Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And a 6% out of that 15 claim they've never even heard about the virus till they took this survey. They're like, what? What virus? Meanwhile, this poll was conducted 2 weeks ago. You've been living under a rock? I don't know what's happening. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top medical expert here on the coronavirus pandemic, he received multiple death threats and now requires 24/7 personal security. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry, because it's the far-right nutbags that support Trump.
Well, and Trump said, no, he does not need security. Everybody loves him. Nobody worries. He's just fine. Those are your Thursday morning headlines.
Sassy sports.
All right. Well, as we've talked about many times on this show, everyone is loving the Netflix documentary Tiger King, except for Shaquille O'Neal. Now, he's in more trouble because of this documentary. Remember, he was already criticized because he was featured in the first episode of the documentary. He was a visitor, and then he donated some money to the zoo way back when. Now, he went on a podcast, and he said, listen, I didn't know anything was, you know, going on with this, and, you know, I stopped all communication with those people once I found out. Well, the new owner of that zoo, Jeff Lowe, you know, one of the villains from Tiger King, the guy that apparently stole the zoo from the other dude.
Mm-hmm. From the other dude, yes.
Well, the Tiger King. Well, that guy posted a screen grab of a FaceTime call between him and Shaq from like a week and a half ago.
What?
So now PETA is all over Shaq again, saying if you really care about animals, you will distance yourself from the zoo once and for all. So Shaq is the only one in America who is like, please stop with the Tiger King. It's getting me in trouble. And apparently $33 million does not buy you a basketball hoop in Atherton. Aisha Curry recently admitted that she had to order that Spalding basketball hoop. You know, the one that we all got when we were like 8 years old, Benny?
Yes. Yeah, that was the one, especially when it was movable so you could dunk when you were a little kid. Like, yeah.
Yeah, well, that new house that they bought in Atherton did not come with a basketball court, and it did not even come with a hoop. So she had to order one because Steph is now on lockdown, of course. He has no way to practice shooting. So she ordered it, and then he put it up over the garage, just like everybody else's dad.
You know, he has the one that's just locked in. Now he put it, into the house. He drilled it right into the house.
Yeah. So, apparently, look, in Atherton, I know things are expensive, but $33 million should get you a basketball hoop.
Is he qualified to hang that thing? If he goes and dunks, is it just going to come falling right off the house?
I'm sure we'll get an Instagram post about it soon. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. We are about to talk about Masked Singer.
All right. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We gave you plenty of time.
There it is. It was down to the final nine contestants on The Masked Singer. And last night, the White Tiger was unmasked after giving this performance.
Too sexy for my show. Too sexy for my show. So sexy, it hurts.
It hurts.
Too sexy for my land. Too sexy for my land. New York and your town.
This should be your, this should be your theme song. This should be your anthem, Greg, when you walk into a room.
It was in college. Are you kidding me? I strutted in my dorm room for this song.
And the White Tiger was revealed to be former NFL star Rob Gronkowski.
No, that is his. Why is he my boy? That's not my boy. By the way, it's a really bad couple of weeks for Tigers. I mean, Tiger King, and now this Tiger's getting kicked out.
And quickly, let's talk about OJ real quick. It Takes One to Know One is immediately something that comes to mind here. OJ watched the Tiger King, and he's convinced that Carol Baskin murdered her husband.
Excuse me?
Listen to this video he posted on Twitter.
There's not a shred of doubt in my mind that that lady's husband is Tiger Sashimi right now. I'm just saying.
He doesn't even know how to say sashimi.
Meanwhile, this idiot's still on the golf course. He posted this video from the golf course with his surgical gloves on.
And by the way, I mean, do I have to say it? I guess he would know what a killer looks like.
Exactly.
He looks at one every day.